Blackstone Audio presents The Scandalous Marriage by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Ann Dorr. Chapter 1. Lucy Bliss slipped quietly out of her home to walk in the grounds and get away from the sound of her mother's voice. Mrs. Bliss had gone into her husband's study, and steady nagging recriminations sounded through the house. It was a February day, fresh and chilly, with a light breeze rustling through the leaves of the evergreens bordering the drive. "If I ever get a home of my own," thought Lucy, "I shall have a garden full of flowers and deciduous trees, no evergreens." Mrs. Bliss liked evergreens. They were so neat and tidy, and did not shed their leaves in autumn in a messy way. Only one part of the extensive gardens of Dove House, the Bliss family home, had been left in a wild state, and it was there Lucy always went when she was troubled. Her mother usually nagged on and on when she wanted something. There was nothing unusual about that. But Lucy could not help feeling a sense of dread, a sense that her life was about to change for the worse, and that her mother's nagging had something to do with it. She was 19 years old, and had not made her come out, nor had any debut been suggested. Lucy knew her mother was sadly disappointed in her elder daughter's looks and considered a season a waste of time and money. But Belinda, Lucy's younger sister, was another matter. She had just turned 17 and had put her hair up for the first time. The Bliss sisters had